Do you ever miss the point? Often we're so focused on what we want to say or what we think or how we see something that we can't see the point someone else is trying to make. In a world where communicating has never been easier, many are still left missing the point of what others are trying to say. What I really hate is when I'm talking in the middle of a conversation and I have to stop because I forgot what point I was trying to make. I have a point to make. Wait, what was I saying? On top of all the things we think, feel, want to say, or comment about what we believe on any topic floating around in the world, we desperately want our point to get across. We want to be heard. We want to be understood. We want people to clearly get it after we have clearly communicated it. That's my prayer every single week as I show up in this space to share truth with you. I want you to get what I'm sharing. I want you to know what God's word says. I want you to know why it matters. Still, no matter how hard I try, you may miss the point. It's good for all of us to ask ourselves this question. When it comes to our faith and what we believe about Jesus, about scripture, about church, and why it matters, am I missing the point? You can have a long history in the church and miss the point. You can know a lot about the Old Testament and the New and miss the point. You can be a leader, teacher, scholar, have all sorts of letters behind your name and plaques on your wall, and still miss the point. You can think you have it all figured out and have many people follow you that think you do as well, and still miss the point. Listen closely to what Jesus said to the very knowledgeable, pride-filled Jewish leaders of his day. John 5:39. You study the scriptures diligently because you think that in them you have eternal life. These are the very scriptures that testify about me. Yet you refuse to come to me to have life. Did you catch the point of what he was saying, or did you miss it like they did? You study and know scripture, yet you do not know me, Jesus said. It always was, always is, and always will be about Jesus. They missed the point of the whole story. The Torah they had memorized, the scripture they read and studied, the prophecies foretold about the Messiah who would come. The message was clear. They read the words on the page. They were waiting and watching. Still, they missed the point even as he stood right in front of them. It's always been about Jesus. I pray as I open the pages of God's word that I don't walk away prideful of what I think I know or what I think you don't know, but instead I walk away humbled, convicted, moved to align my life more to the truth, drawn deeper into understanding my desperate need of Jesus. That's the point. That's the truth. Don't miss Jesus. He is what this life is all about. I'm Lori Klein.